Welcome to this half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm focusing on the prolific career of Lynn Larson, who started his professional life in the 1960s and who was unfortunately forced to retire a couple of years back with a tendon problem in one of his arms. From his first LP, released in 1965, this is Vincent Newman's Hallelujah. Lynn Larson with Hallelujah, recorded in 1965 on the Wurlitzer in the Joseph Kearns Paul Carson Residence Studio in the Hollywood Hills, and later reissued on CD, Vintage Classics, Volume 1. On to a 1984 track that was also reissued on a CD, Volume 3 of Lynn's Vintage Classics. Frankin' Johnny, a song based on true life events in 1899, is probably best known for the Sam Cooke hit in 1963. Lynn taped the music on the Wurlitzer in the Colorado State University in Fort Collins, which had been donated by Marion Minor Cook in memory of her late husband. Thank you. That Wurlitzer in the Colorado State University originally came from the Piccadilly Theatre, Rochester, New York, a city that I'll be visiting at the end of June to attend the American Theatre Organ Society convention. The main organ featured on that convention will be the Wurlitzer in Shea's Buffalo Theatre, which still contains its original and pretty much unaltered instrument that opened the 3,000-seat house in 1926. Len Larson released a CD of the organ in 1993 on his own label, 13 tracks of the magical sound of a Wurlitzer in a perfect setting. This is Rube Bloom's 1927 novelty, Soliloquy. Soliloquy, Lynn Larson and Shea's Buffalo Wurlitzer. Shea's has been completely restored to its 1920s glory and is now a performing arts theatre. In 1928, Lewis also composed a piece that Jesse Crawford helped to make famous, High Hat. Jesse's arrangement has been copied and adapted by many theatre organists. This is Lynn's contribution, which he taped on the Wurlitzer that he designed for the Victorian Music Palace in the home of Jasper and Marion Sanfilippo in Barrington, Illinois. Cry Me a River, a later addition to the Great American Songbook, having been copyrighted in 1953. Lynn Larson released that bluesy arrangement on his San Silmar, the Music Tour CD, featuring the Wurlitzer in the museum's music salon, a facility that also houses one of the finest vintage car collections anywhere. In the mid-1980s, Lynn recorded six albums for the mainly classical Pro Arte label, featuring the ex-Paramount New York Wurlitzer transplanted into the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. From the Give My Regards release, this is Bally High, part of a longer medley of music from South Pacific. A quick burst of Bally High from Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. As a complete contrast, here's Lynn with the Brazilian samba, the parrot, recorded on the large Kimball in Dickinson High School, an instrument that has been considerably enlarged since this track was released on LP. Returning to more familiar musical territory, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered comes from the 1940 show Pal Joey, which was one of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart's finest. Lynn chose the Wurlitzer-Moller hybrid in the residence of Richard F. Klein in Auburn Springs, Maryland, for this arrangement of the classic song.
Thank you.
Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, Lynn Larson, from an LP released in 1976. Back in the 1970s, Lynn was the principal house organist at Organstop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. In 2000, he revisited the eatery to play the Great Day Enlarged Wurlitzer and record. Sweet and Lowdown originated from a George and Ira Gershwin show of 1925 and perfectly illustrates the kind of musicality that endeared Lynn to concert audiences for some 50 years. Sweet and Lowdown closes today's brief look at the recorded output of Lynn Larson, certainly one of the finest artists of this musical niche that I've had the pleasure and privilege to hear in person. Until next time, when I'll be playing more great tracks recorded on these fabulous instruments, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.